Hello, my name is Eli, and I am a media production major from Frankfort, Indiana. I'm excited to share the next part of the tour with you. Stop 6, Frog Baby. Frog Baby is one of the most popular landmarks on campus. Some will argue that she is even more popular than Benny. Frog Baby was originally on display at the David Owsley Museum of Art. While on display at the museum, a tradition was formed where students would rub her nose for good luck on their exams. Eventually, this tradition rubbed her nose right off. Fortunately, Ball State does have good health insurance, so we shipped her off to Italy for an Italian nose job. Upon her return to Muncie, she was placed in her current location, Frog Baby Fountain, to protect her from contact. However, the fountain doesn't deter students from continuing to look to Frog Baby for luck. Not only does she bring luck to our students, but she can also be seen wearing attire for any occasion. Whether it be homecoming, a holiday, a sunny day, or a campus visit event, Frog Baby gets dressed up and is ready to show her Ball State pride. Chirp chirp. Looking over Frog Baby's head, you will see the Vivian V. Conley and Hurley C. Goodall Jr. Multicultural Center. The center offers programs and events throughout the year that educate the Ball State community and celebrate faculty, staff, and students' achievements. They do so through activities such as Unity Week, workshops, and presentations, mentoring programs, and more. And they have an ice cream shop. Behind the Multicultural Center is the newly constructed Brown Family Amphitheater. The amphitheater offers artists and audiences an impressive outdoor performance facility. Looking to the left of Frog Baby is the Whittinger Business Building that houses opportunities such as finance stock market experience, exposure to accounting and tax assistance, marketing, and more. In addition, many industry professionals connected to the vast world of business visit the space and can often be seen recruiting for work after graduation. From here, you will continue to the Schaefer Tower for a look at the tower itself, the green space around the buildings, and the Estopano College of Architecture and Planning. Don't cross the street at the corner of McKinley and Neely.